97.5 The Fanatic.
Let the party begin!
The show starts now.
Oh, it's going to be a big Thursday. It's getaway day for the Jonky Cade Show here on 97.5 The Fanatic. As we get ready to roll down to Tampa. Well, we're not rolling down to Tampa. We are flying down to Tampa.
Rolling would be fun, too.
This afternoon. I would not want to do a car ride to Tampa.
Not a car ride. A train ride I'd do.
Oh, I'd do train.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do a train. If we get to do a train show, I wonder if Amtrak would ever set us up to do a train show. Where we get on in the morning and do the train from, like, the breakfast car. I think we could do that.
Yeah.
As long hey, as sales, get on that. I'd love to do a train show. Like, the Phillies are playing the Red Sox.
That'd be cool.
Or something like that. Sixers are playing the Celtics.
Yeah.
And we get on at 30th Street, and we do the show on the train, and then see the Sixers the next night, do the show, and then come back.
I've trained up to Boston before.
It's fun. I love Amtrak.
Yeah.
I love getting on the train. It's one of my favorites. But Bradford White Water Heaters is here for the pro. They are your sponsor of the 6 o'clock hour as we get rolling. And I thought a transportation note from Coach was important this morning. The National Association of City Transportation Officials says that the average time spent waiting at a red light is 75 seconds, accounting for approximately 20% of all driving time, which translates into the average person's going to spend 6 months of their life waiting for red lights to turn green. That seems way high to
me. It does seem really high.
A minute 15?
No way.
No.
The average light? See, I'm rolling.
20% of driving at red lights? No.
I'm rolling the light by then. I'm looking both
ways. Coach knows things, so I don't doubt
Coach,
him.
Coach is tight with the National Transportation Association. You didn't realize that? He's very close with them. He knows stuff.
I have people.
He has people everywhere. So we get ready.
Who do you have?
I don't know who it is.
Here we go. You two need to just be nice
name
to each
names.
Other today.
You have nobody.
Richard Gazinha, I think is his contact.
Richard Gazinha, huh?
I guess he has a nickname.
He's big there.
He has a nickname, yes. the chatter and betting odds. Do you realize this morning that Doug Peterson is the 4-1 leader in the clubhouse to be the New York Giants' new head coach? I don't understand it. They haven't hired a GM yet. They have no GM and no coach. They've not hired a GM yet. And Doug Peterson is the 4-1 leader in the clubhouse betting odds to be the Giants head coach. How can I say this politically correctly? I can be petty as hell. It's a weakness. I own it. I love Doug Peterson. He was the orchestrator of one of my favorite days of my entire life, February 4th, 2018. And I will forever respect him for it. But the love part, it can go away if he makes this choice. Now, if he actually has just one job opportunity, I have zero issue with it. If he has various opportunities, which now it appears Denver's interested in Doug, Chicago's interested in Doug and other teams, and he chooses to be the Giants coach?
No and no.
Total crap. Doug wasn't fired here. If he was fired here, I would think differently. He got himself purposely fired. I want the best for Doug Peterson because of what he did for the city. But I don't want to see him twice a year. And if that happens, I'm out. It might sound dumb, but if he chooses to be the direct enemy, good riddance to the love part. The respect part will never die, but the love part actually happens. Oh, and by the way, that promotional statue would have to go. Put it away like the Joe Paterno statue where all the cult members up in Happy Valley go to like an abandoned warehouse and worship around it. That statue must go if he becomes the Giants coach. Put it away until Doug retires someday and then put it back. That's
yeah.
Where
you
started this morning.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind if Doug Peterson became the head coach of the New York Giants. And Jamie will tell you, back me up on this, why. I love that year. It was a great year. He caught lightning in a bottle. He was phenomenal. Foles, Carson Wentz, all those guys, everything came together. Super Bowl, you can never deny it. I don't think he's that great of a coach. And if he goes to the New York Giants, I don't mind seeing a team being coached by not great of a coach two times a season.
Wow.
I just don't.
I didn't expect this.
I've always felt that way. Look, I'm not going to deny that season. I am
no,
not.
No, it was fantastic.
I just don't. And he could prove me wrong. He'd go up there and go 13-3 for four seasons or whatever it may be. But I just don't think he's that great of a head coach. So put him up there on a team that has to rebuild, that might not have a quarterback right now, might have to do all that. I'm all right with it.
All right, and things that I didn't expect to start the show today, that was it. Now, Jamie, are you in the bus with Bob?
No.
You don't, do you understand my...
Bob and Anthony are in that bus.
Is it petty? My point of view.
No.
He can't have a statue in the link if he's the coach of the Giants.
I don't want to see him wearing red, blue, and white and that stupid NY on his hat, on his chest. Absolutely not. That would be painful.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
it would bother me.
You're right. The respect will never go anywhere, but that would hurt. If it's his only job opportunity, I couldn't really be upset at it.
He's interviewing everywhere.
Yeah, but if he had choice, and he may or may not have choice, who knows? Maybe he's just getting courtesy interviews. Yeah, it would suck. It would really suck. I think he is...
Let me ask you this, both of you guys. It would suck because it hurts...
I don't want to look at it.
I don't want to see him be the Giants coach.
But you're not talking football at all. It's more so like, that's our guy and he's going somewhere else.
And I also think he knows our building. He's got reconnaissance that he's taking with him to directly go against us.
And I think he's a good coach.
I watch a lot of the league and I
see some bad coaching. I think Doug's better than a lot that's already in place. So he's definitely better than Joe Judge.
You're better than Joe Judge.
Well,
Egan, where do you fall?
I wouldn't be angry necessarily. Like, I literally would be disappointed.
So angry, but
like, I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be mad. I'm disappointed. Yeah, like, I'm. That's not even. That's the perfect way to describe my feelings towards it. I wouldn't be mad. I'd be disappointed. And it's as ridiculous as it sounds because it's the guy taking a job, and I'd be like, you can't do that. You won a Super Bowl here. That's wrong. But.
Well, he's got lots of opportunities, it appears.
And hopefully he doesn't decide to go with the Giants. Part of me goes he would because of the fact that Daniel Jones is probably on the way out and he buys him some time to pick his own quarterback.
Yeah.
But with all that said, I don't really want to see him coach for the Giants. I like him too much.
Bears, Denver, Chicago, and he's the betting leader to be the Giants coach today. And they have no GM yet. So that's going to be four. He's the only guy that has had three teams reach out, according to the NFL.
Yeah, and look, this Carson Wentz collapse at the end of the year.
It vindicates him.
Yeah, it's kind of a feather in Doug's cap.
That this guy was the problem.
Because that's probably going to be one of the first things he's asked about, what happened at the end in Philly. And if I'm him, I'm going, I mean, you see what I was working with. I was doing my best.
Ask Frank Reich.
Yeah.
What's going on? I just, to me, I don't want to see him the Giants coach. And I understand there are people who don't respect him. I think Anthony's over the top.
Oh, just a bit.
Just a little bit. Like he's a bad coach.
Yeah, I'm not, Jamie said Anthony and I are in the same boat. I'm not the
Anthony's
over
driving,
the top.
Bob's in the back, like hiding.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see more of him, to see if I'm wrong or if I'm right. He never really, except for that one year, there was too many question marks that overweighed the exclamation points in my observation with him.
But it doesn't now seeing Carson Wentz change some of that?
That's evidence lending in his favor, yeah. But yeah. There's also, I don't know how many games where I came away at least scratching my head over what was he doing.
Go read the Athletic piece on the Indianapolis Colts from Sunday.
Oh, it's fascinating.
Including the owner of the team knowing exactly the amount of money that it would take to be rid of Carson Wentz. $15 million. They can be rid of him. They can pay $15 million and be rid of him. And the owner knows it by hand exactly how much it would cost to be rid of Carson Wentz. Sounds like Frank Reich may be the one clinging on, thinking, hey, I'll get Carson fixed. And right now, one man, I would hate to have that his career's tied to Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Right now. But the owner's pissed off.
Yeah.
The owner's pissed off.
Oh, when I read that article, I imagined Ursay with like foam anger bubbles coming out of his mouth Sunday night.
Like the
foam anger bubbles?
No, yeah. like the coleslaw in the corner of his lips.
Yeah. Just like, spitting. Get them in my office.
Get them in now.
Yeah, Ballard.
I want them now.
Ballard and Frank had some splaining to do Sunday night.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? Pat, you've had some of those meetings around here.
Many.
Yesterday, you had one.
What's it like? I mean,
it's not fun. You immediately get your key card and just get ready to hand it in.
My favorite is when the big bosses come to Pat at the beginning of the day and say, listen, when you're done, I need to see you. So he has 3 hours of sweating to do before he has to go in there and meet.
Oh, it's one of my favorite things in this building.
Yeah.
It
makes me stay hungry and humble.
Like I've never seen before, like we have in this building. The can you see me after the show?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Uh-huh.
Like, what is that?
They want to see you.
Distract you?
Just a meeting.
Just tell me.
Just want to
chit-chat. Don't play 20 questions.
A little chit-chat.
Just play 2020. I mean, seriously. Hey, the playoffs are here, so don't forget the pretzel tray. You can pre-order now at PhillyPretzelFactory.com. Philly Pretzel Factory, where better gets made. And it's fun to mention Philly Pretzel Factory because now they are part of our trip to Tampa. We want to thank our friends from Hooters, all being made possible by our friends at Hooters. Nothing goes better with football than Hooters wings. And the aforementioned Philly Pretzel Factory. Don't forget the party tray. And what was Jamie's first word this morning when he heard that Philly Pretzel Factory had jumped on to our trip to Tampa and our broadcast this weekend? Did they send rivets? That was your first question.
Well, Pat's bringing the only one to check a bag, I believe. So I feel like we should get a tray of wings and a tray of rivets and, you know, pack them in.
Am I really the only one?
Yeah.
I'm that guy?
One. Yeah, you're that guy.
Well, no, I asked yesterday. You didn't answer my text.
Well, in fairness to me, I did not think that I was going to have to check a bag until 10:30 last night when I started packing the bag.
And
because of all the stuff they sent you with?
I'm bringing my toy cars.
It affects me most because I'm getting a ride from the airport back to the car.
But here's what I don't understand is Pat's checking a bag now.
Yeah, so I might as well check a bag.
You might as well check one.
Yeah,
but it's too late. I'm already here.
No, we might as well all check one.
Yeah,
I have to wait for
it. You guys can. Go ahead.
Yeah, you two can leave.
Come on. It's unbelievable.
Be a foxhole man.
I'm getting sunken down with this anchor.
It's unbelievable.
I've never checked a bag in my life.
Yeah, but the thing is, Bob, track suits and sneakers don't really, they fold up easy. And baseball caps.
Yeah.
I mean, it's simple. You just have a duffel.
Bob was wearing
tuxedos.
Bob's wearing his entire wardrobe on right now.
Shirts and three pairs of pants.
Exactly. He's just going to walk on.
He's Joey Tribbiani coming in wearing all his clothes at this point. Hey, come rain or shine, high winds or mild breezes, blue skies or gray. It's a great time to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer. Maybe Mr. Jokic needs to do that. If you saw the Joker story where they now are looking to maybe have him deported from
Australia. Story.
And it ends up now we find out the story is he lied on his paperwork. He told them he had not traveled to any in the last 14 days. Have you traveled anywhere? And he goes, no. And then he says, oh, they come up with documentation going, you were in this country and this country. We have your passport. We know you were. And he goes, oh, well, that was human error on my part. I forgot.
Sure.
The I forgot crap.
Yeah.
Why are people?
I always forget when I'm in different countries.
I swear to you, what I do not understand people just going out of their way to be idiots.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, oh, I forgot.
No, you didn't.
Dude, you didn't forget. You just said the rules don't apply to me. I'm the Joker.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell why he doesn't have the same cachet on tour.
Is he anybody's favorite? I mean,
no,
everybody's
not of his peers. Not of his peers either.
It's either Federer or Nadal.
Oh,
Djokovic,
my gosh.
Like, yeah.
How about the Sixers taking on Charlotte last night?
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see them take on anybody.
Yeah, it was. What happened? Now, look, after a win streak like that, I'm not going to bang the drum that hard, but that was weak.
It was a bad effort, and it became obvious during it that their only goal was to get Joel Embiid 30 points again.
I hate that.
And that was like, all right,
who cares?
They're not going to come back from this. Yeah, it was. You know what it reminded me of, John? And we talked about this. Well, one thing, the reason it's disappointing, they're 8-9 at home now this year. That can't happen.
It's unacceptable.
You can't have that. And the other thing it reminded me of was coming back from a West Coast trip. That was the kind of effort that they had last night. It looked like they had tired legs. It looked like, you know, they just weren't there. And that second quarter, they started out slow. They come back, you know, they get close, take a lead in the first. And then the second quarter, they get totally blitzed. And it was just, they just didn't have the legs to come back. And they didn't play smart basketball. It was one of those, and we'll get into it later because it's one of my topics. But it's one of those nights that happens 5-6 times maybe in an 82-game schedule.
Do you put that on completely on the players, the coach? Because people want to blame the coach. I find that ridiculous because that effort last night looked like they were in quicksand and Doc Rivers wasn't running up and down the court.
Yeah, and you know, he's going to this two big men rotation now because they're not a good rebounding team. Ben Simmons not being around has had a real effect on their rebounding. And when they can't rebound, you can't get out and run the way you want to. But you're suffering because now you have two big men and you want to get out and run. It's hard to run with two big men. You're watching Andre Drummond try to run out and stop three-point shots. Just so many things. I don't put blame last night on really the coach. Look, there's times, and you know it, John. You'll go to a game and you'll watch it, and you'll look at a team and you'll go, oh, my God, they just don't have it tonight.
The
and
night
there's
we
no
went
answers.
To the Sixers box before Christmas. In the very first half, they fell behind by 25 points.
Yeah, to a Miami team that had nobody.
Right.
So, like I said, handful of times a year it happens. Good teams can say, all right, it happened. They're not there yet that you can label them just a good team, so you really have to guard against this happening a handful of times, but it was just one of those games.
I don't think there's a playoff team or a team in the top eight playoff position right now that has a losing record at home. I mean, it's weird. That's embarrassing.
They've inverted from what they were the past 2 years.
Yeah, great on the road. It's so weird.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. They're just very unathletic. I know how that sounds, but outside of Maxi and Joe, they don't have a lot of, like, athletes. You know what I mean? Like, they're just kind of rigid. I don't know. They need some athleticism on this team in a bad way.
Of the top 10 teams in the Eastern Conference, only the Sixers have a losing record at home.
Okay, there you go. So everybody in playoff position. Yeah. That's going to take more than one player, though, to change that. So this means, I mean, because with Ben Simmons, you're much more athletic.
Yes.
And
Matisse
and
has athleticism. But I mean, they're all obviously athletes. I hope I don't sound like a total Richard in what I'm trying to say. They just don't
you
have...
You do.
Yeah, they're obviously all more great athletes. They're right. Top 1% of the world. But they're just a rigid team to me.
Well, look who's bringing the ball up a lot for them. Joel Embiid.
Yeah, it's...
Which is, I mean, a lot.
It's I don't not, like that at all.
It's not like before where he would grab a rebound and take a couple dribbles and then hand off. Guys are giving him the ball. Like, Andre Drummond got a rebound last night and gave the ball to Embiid, who dribbled up the floor to start the offense.
That's not right.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. You had Ben Simmons, an elite ball handler, passer, fast as hell, can get from one end of the floor to the other end in three dribbles. And now you have 7-2 Joel Embiid dribbling up the floor to start your offense.
Oddly, 3 weeks out from the trade deadline, Ben Simmons is going to start ramping up basketball.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that weird?
Well, Clutch Sports CEO Rich Paul met with Daryl Morey and Elton Brand yesterday.
Oh, great.
And reportedly the sides are still at a stalemate over the All-Star guard's immediate future. By the way, he's not an All-Star this year, so you can...
You mean the team expects him to actually just live up to the contract he signed?
It's so incredible.
So
this story gets worse and worse. What's the stalemate?
Yeah.
I'm not honoring what I agreed to do.
Yeah, what's the problem here?
By the way, though, so I see yesterday on the NBA show in the afternoon with Malika, they've stopped fining him.
Well, see, this has been, this is weird.
Now, this is interesting.
I got some word on this, too.
Because Shams reports not being fined. Shams works for... an undershoot of Clutch.
Correct.
So that's their spin. Woj, on the other hand, has insinuated still facing hefty penalties.
What does that mean, though? It's being put in escrow?
It could be that.
That's what it sounds like.
Yes. That's what I'm led to believe.
Facing,
that it's in.
But there's the two camps have different stories. One has the Clutch story, one has the Sixers story.
Facing means, well, Shams is a sham.
I trust Woj.
He has been so bad on this story. His reporting has been so bad.
Because he's getting it from Clutch.
It's hurt his credibility. I mean, Shams should just have two you know, strings on the back of him. Because that's all he's doing. He's just dancing to whatever tune they ask him to play. He's worse than that guy from Camden that's out in Oakland that literally carries the water. Remember, I was getting into it with him before.
Yeah,
remember there were going to be gangs of people, right?
You know what was funny, man? It popped into my head the other day, the ridiculousness that guy spewed. Not only of that, but also, do you remember the rumor that they were looking to get both Ben Simmons and Tyrese Maxey out of town?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, it's at some point, and Bob, you've been the one who would be most directly could have had this happen to them. There are people who try to make you that get you to be their mouthpieces.
Sure.
And they don't necessarily say, I'm going to pay you, I'm going to do anything. Sometimes it's just for access.
You get paid in information.
I don't pay Bob.
I had an NFL owner do it. Arthur Blank brought me to his private dining room for lunch and said, how do we get on the same page? I said, I don't work for you.
Yeah.
So we're not on the same, we're never going to be on the same page.
You can give me season tickets, but it's not going to
I don't
get
work
me.
For you. I don't want Falcons tickets.
I've had plenty of those meetings of you wonder what the agenda was.
How
the
do we get on the same page, Bob?
Yeah. Like I told you guys off air about a meeting I had on a holiday one time with a certain GM, and I left more confused than I was when I went in after an hour and a half. And you know, sometimes you don't know. But if you stay true to your reporting and yourself and your beliefs, you don't really have to answer for anything. You're just being honest. So
it's a weird week.
But it is. Yeah, it's strange.
I don't think there's going to be a deal.
I don't think so either. I think because of the four names that are going to be out there this offseason, they're too big for Maury to ignore.
How long do you think that meeting went for yesterday? Now, I didn't see any reports that said, but so he comes in, they do the niceties, and they sit down and say,
"Where does this happen?
Are you guys close to trading him? No.
It can't be in public.
Is he close to coming back and playing? No. All right, man.
There's no way it can be in public.
Chicken Caesars? No, it's definitely not in public.
Yeah, I don't think they were hitting like a local eatery in Camden.
They weren't at Donkey's?
They weren't at Donkey's. There's another place that, we go to over there.
Nature's Cafe.
Well, Donkey's, you're never going to be able to do it there,
smell like onions for the next two days.
Plus two is you'd be taking up one of the cars would be quickly spotted.
Yeah.
They'd never be able to. People have that place staked out.
They have Chicken Caesars.
I'll tell you though, it's a bold move by Rich Paul to show his face in that building.
Yeah.
Like I think Rich Paul's a rat, but I respect the fact that he was.
No, I respect that
he showed up, and of course,
he was getting harassed.
Good. He should.
Yeah, it's pretty
He's
funny.
Littlefinger, but I appreciate the fact he showed up to let people harass him.
The one thing that's clear, if you do watch that NBA show, Clutch Sports is. Name around the NBA has taken a huge hit on this. Their credibility, their cachet has taken a huge hit.
This is weird.
Yeah, it's they handled this so poorly.
Yeah.
Or maybe Ben went off the rails.
One of the two.
Maybe they started down a path and then Ben went off the rails.
I did think yesterday, I wonder in this meeting if Rich Paul said, "Look, man, we're trying to get him back on the court. We realize it, and Ben's just stuck in his ways."
Well, it could be.
I'll tell you this, is both, all the insiders, though, have now abandoned the mental health issue story. They've all abandoned it.
Yeah, when you because start they tried to for a guy to be in the All-Star game.
And I believe that Ben Simmons saw the Lane Johnson story and they ran with it. And said, well, Philly can't go after him because look how they supported Lane Johnson. And then when he couldn't even produce a doctor that was dealing, they thought he'd take his word for it. Oh, we could take your word for it. He's a bad dude, man. Bad dude. Hey, you know when people are motivated, they usually work a little harder. When they're motivated by a big cash payout, it's dangerous. Watch out, Eagles. It's coming your way next. John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic.
Let me tell you, we were just talking about the NBA, right? Hot topic of conversation because the local team lost last night. And when the local team lost, I'm going to be honest with you, I lost as well. I lost $7 American because there's a certain baby that won't come back to play. I wish that I would have had a lock in that game. Maybe, like, let's say I put $10 down, I get $200 back. That would truly be a lock, but you'd probably think it's a long shot as well. Not at BetMGM. If you sign up today with BetMGM, either at BetMGM.com or the BetMGM app, you can use the bonus code, PatEgan200. And with that bonus code, all you have to do is put a $10 bet down, money line, any NBA game. And if either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. I wish I had that last night. Unfortunately, I didn't. So you can enjoy what I didn't have with BetMGM. Plus, every single bet that you make, you'll earn M Life rewards through BetMGM. And you can use it to get rooms and food nationwide at the MGM resorts. So turn loyalty points into comps and also win big with BetMGM. Once again, if you sign up and they ask you for a bonus code, don't forget PatEgan200. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older. Wager Pennsylvania only. New customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards. If there's non-withdrawable free bets to site credit. Free bets expire within 7 days of issuance. If you or somebody knows a gambling problem, help is available. Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with Hollywood Casino Morgantown.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Thursday at 8:30, which means game time. Today we're playing Eagles Playoff Trivia. Now here's your master of ceremonies, a man whose favorite Eagle is Don Henley, Pat Egan.
Like that.
It's not true at all.
You love Don Henley, though, right?
I'm not. We do have Eagles tickets to give out, like the band.
Okay, that's fine.
So it is topical, but
all right.
I don't write these. Some jackass does. Anyway, yes, it's game time. Eagles trivia. This is going to work just like last week's game, where, and if you didn't listen last week, you should have, but I am going to give the caller a question, and these are tough, by the way. I'm going to warn you right now. These are difficult. I probably got like half of them.
Okay.
Are you going to expose us?
I'm going to give you the caller a question, and if they want, they can choose to use one of you gentlemen as a lifeline.
Mm.
Now, if they answer and it's incorrect, they can't go to one of you guys. All right? They made their bed, they lie in it. It's like going forward on fourth down. You can't decide to punt afterwards.
Okay.
So, 610-632-0975. Get in on this if you think you know some Eagles trivia. The prizes we have this week, we have a pair of tickets to go see Don Henley and the Eagles. We have a Book of Boba Fett prize pack. We have a free massage and facial from Hand and Stone Massage. And we have a $25 Wendy's gift card. Let's kick it off with Ron in South Philly. Ron, are you ready for the trivia question?
Yes, and it was great seeing you guys at Biz with Bob yesterday as well.
Hey, Ron, yeah, Ron, that was great, man. You, sorry you had to run so fast. Next time, hang out a little bit more.
I definitely will.
All right, buddy.
Ron, the Eagles had a couple memorable final scores on their way to winning the Super Bowl 52. You'll remember, obviously, 41-33 over the Patriots. There was that 38-7 beatdown over the Vikings. But what was the score of their win in that year's NFC divisional round against the Falcons? What was the final score?
They won at the end of the game.
Remember, you have a lifeline.
If you want to use a lifeline, you can.
I'm going to go with a lifeline. Bob, I need your help on this.
It was an odd score. I believe it was 15-10 Philadelphia Eagles, if I'm not mistaken.
Bob, come on.
I was going to say 15-12. Good thing you didn't come.
Ron is going to win a free massage and facial from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Restore, relax, or refresh with a much-needed massage or facial of one of Hand and Stone's 57 area spas. Book online at handandstone.com.
Now, Jamie, can we smack you a bit? Why would it be 15-12? Because the Falcons would have kicked the field goal.
Yeah, come on. This is what I'm talking about. This guy doesn't know sports.
I think he's having trouble today. It's the brownie batter.
It's getaway day.
Yeah.
It's getaway day.
The bags are packed.
There you go.
He's distracted by this prayer trap.
There we go.
Let's go to Pat in Washington Township. Pat, are you ready for your trivia question?
Yes, sir. Right. Hey, guys, great show, by the way.
Thank you, Pat. We love you.
Don't let me down, Pat. In 2008... NFC Championship game. Eagles lost to the Arizona Cardinals 25-30. It should be 32-25. Connor wrote this.
Come on,
they
Connor.
They lost 32-25. It was a tough loss for the Eagles, but what pass catcher scored two touchdowns in the third quarter to keep the game close? So what pass catcher scored two touchdowns in the third quarter of the 08 NFC Championship game to keep the game close?
I'm going to go with a lifeline with my Temple guy, John.
And I think you're going to be fortunate because I think you went to DeSean Jackson.
Come on.
Oh, wait.
No, pass catcher. That's your clue right there. Pass catcher.
What has
been wide receiver, pass catcher, tight end. We're looking for Brent Celek.
The weird thing is I thought he had a big touchdown in the third quarter.
I apologize. It literally is the touchdowns in the third quarter.
I thought he had it in the third quarter. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
Hey, minor setback, major comeback. We lost Pat, though. Pat's not a listener anymore.
Yeah, it's terrible. Pat will never listen again.
Let's go to Bridget in Bethlehem. Bridget, you ready for your trivia question here?
I'm ready.
In 2013, after a 10-6 regular season, Eagles earned the third seed in the NFC playoffs. They were visited by the 6-seed wildcard team, and they lost a heartbreaker on a last-second field goal. Who did they lose to?
Oh, I know this. I'm going to use a lifeline. I'm going to go with the hot hand, Bob.
I'm going to have to say it was those New Orleans Saints.
Bob, this is why you go to Bob.
This is why
you go to Bob.
All right, you got it.
You go there for beer and for football facts.
Beers, facts, and Bob.
Correct. You win a pair of tickets.
for the Eagles Hotel California 2022
That's
tour.
That's a great ticket.
Monday, March 28th at Wells Fargo Center. Tickets on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. via WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. So you can see my favorite Eagle, Don Henley.
March 28th, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Brian in New Jersey is up next. Let's go to Brian. Brian, you ready for your trivia question?
I am. What's up?
Every once in a while, an NFC East matchup happens in the postseason. What was the last NFC East team that the Eagles faced off against in the playoffs? I'll give you a hint. The year was 2009.
I'm going to go Cowboys.
Let's find out.
That is correct.
It was indeed the Dallas Cowboys.
I worked that game.
2000. Nobody asked. You're going to end up, Brian, you're going to end up winning a Book of Boba Fett prize pack. This includes Boba Fett Starship, Boba Fett talking action figure, and Boba Fett water bottle. Lucasfilm and Disney Plus present the Book of Boba Fett, now streaming on Disney Plus.
They got blown out in week 16 and 17, right?
Yes.
They did indeed.
For Dallas.
Yes. It was.
And the air guitar game. That was the air guitar game.
Dehani Jones. Let's go. Was that Reggie Brown hopping in the Salvation Army bucket?
Might have been.
Might have been.
Nobody asked. Let's go to John in the Northeast. John, you ready for your trivia question?
Good morning, guys. Let's go.
Hey, buddy.
From 2001 to 2003, Eagles lost three straight NFC Championship games. All different opponents. Name them.
All right. I think I might got that. I think I might have this one.
Okay. Yeah. Take your time.
We got till 10 a.m.
Come on, John.
Let's go. Carolina Panthers.
That's one.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's two. Careful on the name of the third.
That's a good hint. Let me see.
Can you use a lifeline?
No.
Okay.
Because he started without it.
All right.
I already started without it.
I'll give you 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
Johnny. Johnny, I told you that. Even gave you the hint.
Mark.
The greatest show on turf.
No.
Kurt Warner.
You are correct.
Yeah. I was still Warner. I thought it was both.
Wasn't it Kurt Warner?
It was Kurt Warner.
It was Kurt Warner. Great show on 2002.
Yeah, Kurt Warner.
Oh, my gosh.
He lost 6-1-0, 6-3-2.
Sorry about that, man.
Let's get one more.
Okay.
Let's go to Chris in Havertown. Chris, you were the last one.
Chris, did you know there's a back parking lot at Manoa Shopping Center, by the way?
You ask me that every week, pal.
Every week. Yeah, you're a broken record.
Just want to make sure you knew.
All right, Chris. I love the fact he called you. I might give him a prize just for that. In 2017, 2018, the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't know if you know this, Chris, they won the Super Bowl. They scored 41 points in the game. Now, there were plenty of contributors for the Birds, but can you name who scored the first touchdown of the game for Philly?
Not lifeline. Give me Bob because I want to say Corey Clement, but I wasn't him.
First touchdown, Bob.
Bob, who was it?
It's between two people here in my mind. I'm going to go Alshon Jeffrey.
That's where I would have went.
That's where I would have went too because
yes,
it is indeed Alshon Jeffrey. You're going to end up winning a $25 Wendy's gift card.
That's a great deal.
We can do one more if you want
to. Yeah, do one more. Okay. Do one more.
We'll do one more. Let's go to Chris in Newtown.
Another Chris.
Yeah, man.
Chris, what's up, Chris?
Here's your trivia question. Hey, 2006 NFC wild card round. The Eagles took down the New York Giants at Link by a score of 23-20 thanks to a last second field goal. This is a real tough question. Who kicked that field goal?
I'm pretty sure I know, but high voice. Let's go with Bob, but I need it.
Pat, ask the question again. I'm sorry, buddy, please.
Welcome to the show, Bob.
Well, I
2006, who kicked a game-winning field goal for the Eagles? This isn't really difficult.
David Akers, I would be my choice.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. You outfought yourself.
Yeah, I thought he was here like 97, 98.
Did you say Chris Bonio?
Yeah.
That was the 90s.
Yeah, wasn't he say 96?
Jamie doesn't know sports today.
Jamie's really proven he doesn't know sports.
I thought he said 96.
My gosh, we have to invite Jamie into the show today.
I'm almost embarrassed to take him to my house today.
If there's any indication that the segment's over, it's the fact that Bob needed the question repeated, which was probably the easiest question we had, and Jamie thought that the question was 1997.
Chris Bonio! Chris Bonio was like 95, wasn't
he? I thought he said 96, so that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, because 96 and 2006.
It's only a decade.
Chris is going to end up winning a free massage or facial.
Oh, nice.
Massage and facial spa.
Treat yourself.
You can restore, relax, or refresh with a much-needed massage or facial at one of Hand & Stone's 57 area spas. Book online, handandstone.com.
I'd say that's fine work by Patrick.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.